time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, January 14, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So happy to have you guys with us. All systems are a go. Thank you to Dell Reynolds. He pulled in all day or yesterday, starting down in Houghton Lake, working on another radio station, made it out to WCHY in Sheboygan. Got the stream player back up. The signal on the transmitter is good. Tune in is working. Simple Radio is working. And both websites. The show, of course, website yourdefendingfathers.com. The radio station is the call letters, WCHY.US. You can listen to the stream anytime you want throughout the day. My show, Your Defending Fathers, repeats every 3 hours. So if you missed today's first hour from 9 to 10 on the website, the stream player will replay it starting at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m. for those folks baking the donuts and the bread. And then we repeat, of course, tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Got a great show lined up for you. Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital is in the house in the next segment. So if you have any questions, text them to me at 231-360-5140. Also, if you're a new listener to 97.7 FM and you never texted me before, text me your first name and city as to where you're listening to 97.7. I greatly appreciate it. Store you my phone and we'll be able to text during the show. President Trump was down yesterday in southeastern Michigan. He toured the Ford factory that produces the F-150 pickup truck. They are going to 24 hours a day, three shifts, 6 days a week, just taking Sundays off to produce, manufacture F-150 pickup trucks. The EPA deregulations that Donald Trump's administration, Department of Energy, Department of Transportation, all came up with, lowering the cost of new vehicles in this country. Absolutely changing the regulations, the fuel standards, and a few other little tweaks to it has reduced the cost of some of these new vehicles. Even with tariffs coming into play on the parts, raw materials, things that they need to go into these vehicles, even with those parts being tariffed, prices are coming down on new vehicles here, especially vehicles made in the United States. Well, he was excited to announce all that, of course, at the Detroit Economic Club. I wish he would have stayed more on the teleprompter. I tried to make it through it, but he was rambling and just basically self-grandizing, patting himself on the back. And I had enough. I couldn't take it anymore, so I had to go. But the gist of it, 2.7% inflation, which with a huge growth report in jobs and the economy. Today, he says he's going to make a big, huge announcement. We'll see what that is. Dr. Jeff in the house in the next segment. Again, text me your questions, 231-360-5140. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Hump Day Wednesday. As usual, joining us in this time slot is Dr. Jeff, owner of Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, I wanted to start off a little bit differently. I want to talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the things that they have been doing and implementing there within his Department of Health and Human Services. And one of the things that I think that's pretty interesting, and this equates also to animals, is vaccines.
Yes.
I want you to take a couple of minutes and explain to folks basically what it is that you believe his changes made, why were they made, and how do they impact humans, of course, but is there any correlation to animals?
Well, yeah, I mean, we are animals, and the vaccines work the same way they do in us as they do in animals, too. And the big part is you try to a vaccine, and this is usually kind of how I tell people, a vaccine is a tool, okay? So as a veterinarian or as a medical professional, including doctors and, you know, dentists and whatever, we have toolboxes, all right? So we have a little toolbox that's got all my little tools in there with surgery and medicine and procedures and ultrasound and all this cool stuff that we can use to help keep people and animals safe and healthy. Vaccinations is a big part of that toolbox. And I will say right here, the number one most important discovery ever for health is vaccinations. Okay. So vaccinations in and of themselves are not evil. They're not bad. Okay. They're necessary. They save lives. They save billions of lives every year. All right. Now, having said that, it is a tool just as much as I have a hammer and a screwdriver and a craftsman wrench. And I still, they even make craftsman wrenches anymore.
Anyway, yeah, they do.
You know, so the, you know, so yeah, I have lots of different tools in my toolboxes when I work on my tractors. Same thing. If I need a screwdriver, I'm not going to grab a hammer because it's the wrong tool. And you can overuse and misuse a tool. So just the same way with the vaccines, you can overuse them or misuse them too. And that's kind of where he's getting into. Vaccines are good. Okay, so that's the first axiom right there.
Sure.
But they need to be used judiciously and they need to be used appropriately. Okay, and the and especially I can see in this country, and after having been around the world, you know, through my military travels and seeing other countries that do not have the public health systems that we have, these diseases are still out there. Now the problem here in this country is these vaccines have worked so well at getting rid of diseases that we have forgotten what the diseases are like. Like I'm seeing people now that are like, oh, I don't want to give my kid the polio vaccine, or I don't want to give my dog the rabies vaccine. Why am I doing rabies? You know, we don't see it. I'm like, yeah, there's a reason why we don't see it is because we're vaccinated for it. Now, those are two vaccines that we use. We know are safe. We've used them for decades. I mean, almost actually polio, you're probably pushing 100 plus years, even with both those and rabies.
Sure.
So, but you can overuse it too, because you can overstimulate the immune system. And why, if you overstimulate the immune system, then that can actually lead to problems. You can lead to different, well, I will give you a specific case right now. Dr. Goodman had just diagnosed a case yesterday of Lyme nephritis, or a Lyme disease caused kidney problem in a dog. And that's because, now typically Lyme does not attack the kidneys. Usually Lyme disease attacks the joints, which is why people that get it in animals that get it are stiff and sore and da-da-da-da. But in this case, the immune system is overacting, is being overstimulated, and has started causing kidney problems.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of where you got to understand with that.
Now here's the point, though, on the list, because I got a news story from a medical doctor. I believe it was Wall Street Journal opinion piece. And he went through the vaccinations that they removed as being, quote unquote, mandatory. Yep. They're still available. They're optional. But you get to talk to your pediatrician to find out if you absolutely need these. And a lot of the ones, the way he explained it, had been basically overkill and
yes.
and putting these vaccines into these young babies that necessarily didn't have to happen because it was such a rare disease that they were actually vaccinating for. And then so basically Kennedy said, okay, instead of whatever it was, 19 down to 11, we're going to make these 8 optional and give parents a choice. And I think overall it makes sense and puts the parents a little bit more in control.
Yes. And that's pretty much exactly what we do here, or what I do here. We have what's called core vaccines that every animal should have these vaccines, okay? Because they're ubiquitous, they're around, you're going to get exposed to them. Rabies, obviously, is number one, okay? Even though we don't see a lot of rabies, although we just have somebody, I think, die of rabies in Detroit, or they have holes.
Yeah.
It is around. It is still here. And to be blunt, I would rather get AIDS than rabies, because you can live with AIDS, you die from rabies, period.
Okay? Wow.
Get your rabies vaccines. Now, we don't do them every year. First one you get, dog and cat's good for a year. When you get the next ones, they're good for every 3 years. So we're not over-vaccinating them either. We're okay. We know they last this long, so we're going to stretch it, you know, as much as we can. So rabies is one. What's called, quote-unquote, the distemper shot. That's the distemper virus. A hepatitis virus, parainfluenza, and parvo viruses are all in that one for dogs. We all know that. They're out there. They're around.
Yep.
And then the last one up here we use, namely because we kind of live in the woods. And your core vaccines are going to depend on where you live, too. Just kind of like I said, you have to customize it. We get leptospirosis. Leptospirosis is a bacterial disease spread in wet, moist environments, otherwise known as the entire eastern UP.
Right.
Because everything up here is a swamp. Causes liver, kidney failure, and things like that. So we vaccinate for those. Okay. And then also, the lepto gets vaccinated every year just because of the nature of the vaccine. It doesn't last that long, but the other ones are triannual vaccines after your initial series. So those are core. Every dog comes in here, gets those. Now we start picking and choosing. All right, what do you do with your dog? Where do you travel? Do you need, you know, things like that. So now our optional ones are like kennel cough vaccine. Okay, does your dog go to shows? Does it get groomed? Does it get boarded all the time? If it does, probably should have kennel cough. If it just stays at home, I wouldn't worry about it. There's canine influenza vaccine that we can use. There is a Lyme disease vaccine that we have for dogs that are being exposed through what are their hunting dogs. You know, or we talk about, well, what's the dog's lifestyle? Do we need to do this or that? And various things, various other, there's actually a ton of vaccines out there. And there are some clinics in some places and it tends to be the more corporate places, really push vaccines hard. Well, you need to have, and it's almost like what RFK is busting against is like you're getting these dogs. Even I've seen them come in here, and I see this little puppy, and I look at his vaccine schedule, and it's like, holy wow. I mean, you know, the dog's a walking vaccine at this point.
Yeah.
You got to, and then sometimes depending on the size of the animal, I split things out. Because for a vaccine to work, you have an adjuvant added to it. And a lot of the reactions or problems people have are usually not necessarily from the vaccine particle itself. It's from the adjuvant that's in there. So what the adjuvant does, so you could just take, I could take flu virus, okay, inactivated flu virus, straight flu virus, inject it into somebody, and they would either mount a very minimal response to it or no response at all. Because vaccine failure is a thing, okay?
Yep, absolutely.
Just you get a shot doesn't mean it worked.
Absolutely.
So what they do... Oh, go ahead. Well,
hold that thought, because I did want to get to one other thing he did and get your opinion on it. They made changes to basically the food chart of basically recommendations, what we should be eating. It flipped it completely upside down. And actually, as I looked at it, Jeff, it looks like Missy's food program when she puts people on weight loss, proteins, vegetables, and fruits. And she tells us to cut out, you know, the grains, the sugars, the carbs, yep. you know, just while you're in fat burning. But basically, if you look at that food chart now, it appears to be a lot healthier for people. What's your thoughts on what he did on that?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I don't know if we got some more of the older people. That is also a complete South Park episode, too, where they put the pyramid upside down. But, yeah, that is. And what had happened was way back in the day, they somehow thought, this is why I always kind of giggle to myself when I hear somebody talk about, you know, follow the science or the science is settled. Science is never settled. It is always adapting to new information, to new, you know, new things coming in,
sure.
and things like that. And you go way back in the 50s and 60s when people were having heart attacks and having, you know, a lot of problems, they thought it was the fat. Never mind the fact that back then 9 out of 10 doctors smoked Camels.
right?
You know, yeah.
right.
So they came out and said, hey, we need to get rid of fats. Okay, fats are bad. No more fats. So the food industry responded like, okay, we'll pull the fat out. But if you pull the fat out, you pull the flavor out. Well, we got to replace the flavor so people will actually eat it. Well, what do we replace it with? Sugar. Now we've found out how many we have been living in a decades-long food experiment, nutrition experiment is what's happened.
Sure.
And now they've come to the conclusion that their hypothesis, which was fats are bad, carbs are good. Well, guess what? That's been completely disproven. Now, this doesn't mean go out and eat nothing but steak and cheese for the rest of your life either. Balance is more of a – but, yeah, the since I became type 2 diabetic last year, I'm actually a year now on it, or a year since I actually admitted it. I always suspected I was a little before that. But
sure.
I've changed my eating habits, okay, to where, yeah, I stay away from – sweets and everything and you know, I mean, I used to I knock out a box of Little Debbie trees, you know.
Oh yeah.
Three things in a day.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now I maybe might have one a week. Okay.
A little treat. Yep.
Okay,
a little treat. Yep.
Yep.
Well it's funny because
yep. but I now
looked I,
eat
that,
more
I looked at that chart yeah. and that's exactly what it made me think of. And also, you know, last time I saw you with Mr. Snoop, you know, you've dropped quite a bit of weight and just basically yeah. changing yep. your eating habits following basically now that food chart that RFK rolled out.
Yep. I eat more meat. You know, I eat more protein. I eat a lot of eggs. Of course, our chickens are shooting eggs all over the place. So I try to eat at least keep up. We sell some at the clinic here, but we have a lot of eggs. And, you know, so I eat eggs. I still eat some toast in the morning, but instead of having, you know, four pieces, I'll have a piece, you know.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
you know, or cheeses or you know, I have olives. I've kind of gone to almost this little charcuterie lunch where I have a little bit of cheese and very European, you know. Little
oh,
cheese,
yeah.
little, you know, no wine, but, you know. but, you know, and, yeah, I feel better. I can think better. I'm clear. It's just great. But
yeah.
But yeah, next week we can talk. We can really start getting dissecting this vaccine thing too, because it's
okay.
It's
very
a
good
whole thing.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Yep.
906. Excuse me. 906-630-5910.